This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Back live at the Schnucks here, located on Charbonnier, just off McDonald Boulevard, Florissant, Missouri. Martin and Frank here till the top of the hour. Then Chuck Marlowe will join the conversation. We're wearing our XFL Blazers today. And Charlie's alongside now.
Hey, it must be a big story if that press conference is about to happen and we're all here.
Well, here, hold on. This is like inside baseball, but Zach Choate is covering it for us. And I said, do you have a photographer? And he said, no. I thought, that's not a good sign in terms of.
Yeah, Ahmad's there alone also.
Is he?
But Zach can shoot, and so can Ahmad. I mean,
these are
great,
skilled photographers.
Young, multimedia journalists.
All right, we are joined by Tyler Dinkelacher, and I said that he's the pharmacist here at the Schnucks. What was my immediate reaction, Tyler?
Beer.
I said, that last name sounds like a great beer, Tyler. And you said?
It actually is over in Germany. It is a Dinkelacher beer.
Really?
Have you had Dinkelacher beer?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yep.
And how many times does somebody cheesy like me say that when they see your name?
It's pretty common around here, especially in southern Illinois with German heritage. So,
could there be a long-lost relative going way back?
Yeah, but I'm not seeing any royalties from that.
And that's the only thing that really matters here. Tyler, tell us why this Schnucks Pharmacy is so special.
These Schnucks Pharmacies are really special because we really like to get out into the community and really like to support and nourish every aspect of people coming into our store. So one of the things that we always tell our patients as you check off your annual spring cleaning is time to check off making sure you're up to date on all your vaccines. So one of the new vaccines that's out is the shingles vaccine. It's been in short supply, but we're doing a really good job here at Schnucks keeping it in for our patients. It's basically a vaccine that prevents those painful rashes that you'll even see some of our old
Tony La Russa.
Yep, Frank.
How prevalent is it, shingles?
So it's about one in three people who have ever had the chicken pox is probably going to have a shingles rash at some point in time in their life. And it's incredibly painful, as we saw Tony going through.
So you have this and you'll never get it.
Yeah, so the idea is to have the vaccine. It's about 95% effective. It's a two-shot series. You can make an appointment online through our pharmacy website, or you can just stop on in. Most of our stores have them in stock at all times, and we can just put one in your arm and get you up to date and get you protected.
Wow.
But so spring cleaning being sort of that concept here, you mentioned shingles, vaccines. Some folks probably don't even remember, right? And they just come in and kind of go through the laundry list with you guys about what they should be up on?
Yeah, absolutely. And the overall is, if you don't have evidence of getting the vaccine, if you're over the age of 50, the recommendation is to go ahead and get that vaccine, get you up to date. We'll get you reminder cards, update it, let your doctors know, and everything like that, so you won't ever have that question again.
Yeah, a couple of shots to prevent that, that's a good call.
Yep. And one other thing I wanted to talk about, too, is something that's also new to the Schnucks family is, we have a clinical diabetes educator on staff, and I think everybody knows someone in their life that is affected by diabetes. But she's a great woman. Her name's Francine. She goes around to the different stores. She'll walk you through on a grocery store show, help you kind of reach out and read those food labels that some people have struggles reading, get you set up for success on a good diet and food plan, and educate your families. And best of all, this service is 100% free to anybody in the greater St. Louis area that stops into one of our stores. Just need to talk to your pharmacist, and they'll get you squared away.
And the one thing some people will complain when they go to the pharmacy, oh, I got to sit there and wait. Go to the pharmacy first, and then you do your shopping, and then your prescription's ready. It's the perfect combination.
Yep, I was going to say, most of our wait times for the pharmacy, even for prescriptions, we can get you in and out the door by the time you've put everything in your cart and gone through the checkout line. So,
great stuff. Tyler, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
You can tell we're on a health kick right now. Okay, yeah. This is our pre-Easter feast we're having.
You don't think brats are low fat? What about gooey butter? That's got to be low fat, right?
Yeah, this is the low-cal gooey butter.
That boar's head was really good. Did you try some of that?
I think it's gone.
Well, I tell you, this is a really good dessert here, too. That the pretzels and kind of like fudge chocolate.
Now, Corey Tate's going to go back to Travis and say, hey, man, they didn't feed me. You want to go grab a bite?
That's right.
It's not true at all.
I think I've told this Tony La Russa story before on the radio, but because they brought up shingles, when Tony La Russa had those shingles, There was one day after a game where, speaking of photographers, our photographer showed up late and missed Tony in his post game. So, of course, after a game, you have to get the manager. It's when Tony had shingles. I go in to get the players. And because Tony was good about media and dealing with problems, I walk into his office, and here he is. He's laying down on his couch. I think he had a towel over his face dealing with the shingles. And I just knock sheepishly. I haven't been around long. It's not like he knows me that well. And I'm, Tony, is there any way? I'm really sorry. Our photographer didn't get here. Can I just get a couple quotes? And here's Tony, and he kind of just pops up. He's got the towel on his face. He's got the shingles, and he does the interview.
I think shame on you. I think you, at that point,
should I probably should not have asked.
Probably should have let it go, although you probably had a text from Martin saying, you get LaRusso and you get him now. So it's probably my fault.
And I said, sure.
Sure. Oh, we got to talk about that.
All right, a couple of business items before we end this hour. The Bomberito Automotive family wants to remind everybody they have 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. I was out at the Ellisville used car lot the other day. Man, do they have some good-looking Audis. They got tons of them, too. Great prices. Go to bomberito.com. Go through that extensive inventory and get a fine new car from the Bomberito Automotive family. Hollywood Casino is telling us that 99 Hops House will be rocking for Game 5 of the Blues. It's the Blues and the Jets, and 99 Hops House will be serving those great appetizers, those great entrees, and 99 different beers to choose from. The games will be on. It's just a great place to watch sports. Hollywood Casino, they are a title sponsor. And, Brian, you going to tell us about the Social House?
Yeah, because you're going to watch Game 5 tonight at Hollywood Casino. Let's say you wish to go to Game 6. All you have to do is stop by the Cam Jansen Show tomorrow afternoon between 5 and 6 o'clock at the Social Bar and Grill. The Heartline will be there as well. The Social Bar is located at Rivas Barracks Road. Thank you, Jim. I typed in the Social Bar, and one in Tacoma, Washington came up on my phone.
That's a good spot,
so
too, though.
I was really hoping that the right one would come up. It didn't. Off Rivas Barracks Road, the Social Bar and Grill, where Cam Jansen and the Harlan will be broadcasting tomorrow.
If Martin cried at Sting, he'll cry at Breakthrough. No offense to Martin, I cried at the Sting concert, too, which is why I can't see Breakthrough. Too emotionally draining. Did you cry at the Sting concert?
To be fair, I cried during the Variety presentation with the kids and the parents.
Sure.
And then at the end, Sting brought out the kids and had them perform with him, which was very emotional. I think the tears were a little earlier, and then I was half comatose, so I don't remember the end of it.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming right back with the coveted hour.